Title number 4 for TOK for May 2018, Suspension of Disbelief, is an essential feature of theater. Is it essential in other areas of knowledge? Develop your answer with references to two areas of knowledge. Here, basically, I got to admit to you, I had to research a little bit, what is suspension of disbelief? Okay, I think you have to know this in order to be able to answer this question. And a suspension of disbelief in theater, in this arts area, is like this, that you kind of believe that what you want to, even though you know that it's not right. So sometimes it's like this, that the things that you believe in, that you want to believe, are more, I don't know, more exciting, okay, than the hard facts, the truth. This is title 4. I had to laugh a little bit when I read this, because it's so much, I don't know, it's so 2017. In the media nowadays, we have the whole thing about the false facts and so on. People don't want to believe in climate change because, yeah, they just don't want to believe it, yeah, and even though there is evidence there, right? You don't remember it, but because you're probably too young. I remember very well when Princess Diana, when she died in a car crash, it was a big conspiracy theory. Yeah, there was evidence there that actually it was a normal car accident, but people didn't want to believe it because it's more exciting maybe to believe things that you want to believe. And so the question over here is it sometimes necessary to believe certain things, even though you probably know that it is not correct? Or is it good because it's more exciting? Okay, and that's an interesting question. I don't know, it's a really interesting one, because we're so facts oriented, and we so and now the question is sometimes maybe imagination is also very important, okay? So what about the natural sciences? I mean, even though there are certain things we know, maybe sometimes we don't believe them because another theory or another explanation is more exciting. Can this also be an advantage, or can it be a disadvantage? If you believe things, even though you know that the current facts actually speak against it, okay? And you still believe it, but even the evidence is not there. And what about science? And you're going to say, of course, in the sciences, you got to believe in the facts, and you got to have the facts and the theories and so on, and you don't have a place for the other things. It's because that's bad. But I'm telling you here, honestly, find examples also where imagination and disbelief is an advantage. That's the whole point here. Okay, folks say, yeah, of course, you forget about the imagination and all these other things in the sciences. You don't believe, we don't want to have that. We have to base it on facts. We got to be rational. We got to be objective. And I'm saying right now, no, find me examples where this is not the case, where this type of approach limits you. Maybe sometimes it's good to doubt established theories about science and be creative and imaginative. But that's also a dangerous thing sometimes, okay? So where can we draw the line here? Okay, so what about history? Is it like this, that sometimes it's good to kind of doubt established historical facts for having something more exciting, simply to progress history or our study of history, even though we know that this other alternative historical theory or view is maybe not right? Okay, maybe that's sometimes also necessary. Or could it not be that our rational, objective approach kind of limits us also in seeing other possibilities? Maybe that's the better way to explain it, okay? In other words, to what extent is it essential in other areas of knowledge? So is it essential to also have doubt in history, in the natural sciences, in math even though we sometimes know that what we believe in might not be correct? Okay, so that is a little bit the question here. And what you do is you pull out two areas of knowledge that you like. I don't know, let's say math, and I have no idea. We already got theater here, so let's say math and history, okay? And you show me in math where this suspension of disbelief, where you don't believe established mathematical views, where it's necessary and where it is a problem. And the same thing you do with history or whatever two areas of knowledge you choose, okay? So that is a little bit, yeah. So that's basically it. Okay? All the best.